Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, I want to talk about what do you have time for today? You know, many of us are running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Everything is urgent. Everything has got to be done yesterday. Everything is expected to be completed fast. So the question is, what do you have time for? You know, where are you applying your time? What's your priority? What's important to you? What do you want out of your life? Are you getting what you want out of your life? Are you living up to the standards that you actually have put in place and want out of your life as a whole? Are you getting any of the things that you are actually looking for? Are you on track with your goals? All of these different things come back to that same little example. What do you have time for? What are you making time for? And are the things that you're making time for things that are actually taking you in the direction that you truly want to go? Are you reaching your goals? Are you realizing your goals? You know, be it that it's fitness, be it that it's relationship, be it that it's business, be it that it's finances. Are you on path? And here's the interesting thing. Even though you may not be where you want to be right now, at the time that you're listening to this, that doesn't mean that you're not on track. That also doesn't mean that you can't get on track, that you can't find your purpose, that you can't then put yourself in the right direction or make the correct alterations to put yourself on the path that you say that you want to achieve, or that to have the things that you want to have, or to create the life that you want to create, or to be the person that you want to be. You know, I'm a father of four. And I look back at my kids when they were first born, and then I look back at them now, and I'm like, wow, you know, that time has really gone fast. Wow, what happened to the little baby that I was burping, or the little girl that threw up down my shirt, or the little boy that, you know, I was rubbing his wounds when he scraped himself riding his bike or on the slide? Well, each and every one of us has those experiences. You know, it's kind of funny when you look back and you think of the moments that make you cry and now make you laugh. When you look at the things that made you laugh, now when you think back to them, they were cherished moments and they make you cry. So here's the big, big question. What is it that you have time for, and what are you doing to realize those things? What are you doing to make those things come to fruition? You know, you're never too old and you're never too young to learn, to grow, to develop, to be the person that you want to be or the person that you were meant to be. I think it's the person that you were meant to be that's most important. And here's the thing. Nobody can forecast that for you but you. Nobody can say that you're destined to be a bum or you're destined to be like your mom or your dad or your father. No millionaire's son is destined to be a millionaire. And we see that by the people that have had massive success in their lives or inherited a very strong and powerful legacy, and then later on you find that they're nothing like the people who left them the legacy, or they're 100 times better than the people that left them the legacy. And here's the interesting thing. Every single one of us has been left some sort of legacy. Now it's, do you want to live up to it, or do you want to be better than it? Do you want to outdo it? Do you want to be just as good as that person that left you the legacy, or do you want to be nothing like the person that left you this horrendous legacy that you now have to carry? Or, excuse me, you don't have to carry, that other people believe that you are going to carry. You know, it's really interesting. There was a picture that was posted not recently, and someone made the comment to the people that were on the picture that, wow, it's great to see you two having so much success. Great things can come out of the projects. It's an interesting statement, but it also sends a very interesting message. That means that it was already preconceived that somebody that was born in poverty or born in a, let's say, a bad or negative environment was going to end up reproducing that environment in their future in a time that didn't even happen, in an environment that wasn't even created yet. It was just going to continue with that vicious circle of negativity in divorce. Whole bunch of children by different people's different fathers, you know, fathers being locked up, all of these different things. And please understand, if any of the things that I'm saying pertain to anybody that's listening, again, today is the beginning of the greatest day of your life. Your past does not determine who you are. You determine who you are. Your desire and persistence to do the right things determine your success. And success can be measured in a whole bunch of different ways. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm not just talking about things. I'm talking about love of self. I'm talking about love of family. I'm talking about people loving you. I'm talking about real friends, not those people that you may hang around with that are only there because you've got something to give to them where they feel as though they're gaining something. I'm talking about people who truly care for you. You know, it always amazes me how I run into people that talk about, you know, well, blessings and hope and faith and support and all of these different things. However, all of these people are waiting for some mystical, magical power to bestow these things on them or others. All of these people who have been through hard times, who have had some really interesting things happen to them, or in some cases, some people that have never, ever experienced hard times, but yet they want to judge someone else that has gone through experiences that they've never experienced. You know, there's an old saying, it was an Indian thing, it says, you never judge a man till you walked a mile in his moccasins. And that's really true. So again, that brings us back to the subject that we're here talking about today. What do you have time for? Do you really have time to stare out your window at the view? Do you really have time to sit on your butt and watch somebody else make millions of dollars on television? Do you really have time to stand next to somebody at the water cooler and talk negativity? Do you really have time to watch ridiculous stuff on social media, be it Facebook, be it communications going back and forth? Are you really in a position to judge or condemn anybody? Most of us, the answer is no. And when I say most of us, I'm talking about 99.99%. The answer is no, because none of us are saints. None of us are blameless in what it is that's happened in our lives or what's going to happen in our futures. But we are totally responsible for what we do. We also need to stop waiting around for tomorrow to make that change, to make that adjustment. Every day is another day that you need to be working on your plan and not only planning your work, but working your plan to get you where it is that you want to be in your life. You know, it's amazing how many of us have squandered the most valuable thing on the planet, and that's our time, who've thrown away relationships for money, who've thrown away relationships for things, who have thrown people under the bus that were probably the only people that if something was to happen would have stepped in front of a bullet for us. You know, it's really interesting. So, what's the most valuable asset in the world to anybody that lives and breathes? The most valuable asset to anybody in the world that lives and breathes is time. And it's not just the fact of the ticking of a clock when I talk about time. I'm talking about what you do with the time. Are you going to leave debt? And that debt could be financial debt. It could be emotional debt. It could be spiritual debt. It could be relationship debt. It could be an understanding in a way of debt. Or are you going to leave a legacy? When you were born, the world overjoyed because you were the new child that came in. Even if your parents freaking sent you to an adoption agency or put you in foster care, there is somebody out there that would do anything to actually have you. Doesn't matter what your ethnicity, doesn't matter any of those things. You were an innocent child, and there was somebody out there. They may not have always been in the position to take the responsibility of you, but that was willing and would have died to have the responsibility of you. That's a very important thing. And I want everybody to understand that applies to every single person that has ever lived. Now, that is a true gift. That is a true blessing. Now, as we go through our little evolution of life, what we need to realize is that we are a gift. We are a present. And we need to be a present not just to somebody that's willing to give us something or somebody that's willing to do something for us, but we need to be a present and a gift to ourselves. That's not a physical thing that you buy. That's a mindset. You know, me personally, every day I'm trying to find myself. Every day I'm trying to reestablish my why. Every day I'm trying to do things to become a better person than I was yesterday, 3 hours ago, 2 hours ago, 5 minutes ago. When I sleep at night, I'm sleeping with the positive thoughts of how I can make my life and my world better. To me, that's a very powerful thing. I don't know what it means to you, but understand that every day that you take a breath, you are being given a gift. You are also being given an opportunity to change and adjust your life, to put yourself on the right road to finding the greatness within you and actually to exceeding the greatness that you believe you have within you. Because guess what? Every single person is an amazing design, is an amazing individual, is capable of doing things that far exceed in many ways their wildest dreams. You are one of those gifts from above. You are one of those things that the universe has decided to allow to live on this earth and to actually understand the perception and understanding of actually existing, of being, of thought, of being able to ponder the idea of who am I and why am I here, to actually try to understand the purpose of why you were given this opportunity and why you are here today, here now, on this planet, doing the things that you're doing or not doing the things that you should be doing. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a gift. Because as someone said to me when my brother passed away, actually it was the preacher at my brother's funeral, he said that my brother's book was closed. He said the writing that was in that book was over as far as this plane. And I thought that that was a very deep sentiment because I never thought about it, the fact that once I stop breathing on this planet, my book is closed. Whatever was going to happen has happened, and nothing else is going to happen with me. Even if I leave a legacy, that legacy is showing who I am, not just who I was. That legacy is also helping people because I was probably helping people, or hopefully I was helping people to mature. I wasn't waiting to die to experience happiness, joy, understanding, be a supportive person in this world that we live in. So, you have time for TV. You have time for your job. You have time for entertainment. Do you have time for your wife? Do you have time for your husband? Do you have time for your kids? Do you have time for your family? Do you have time for your friends? And are they really friends or are they really enemies? Or as someone said to me once, are they your friends or are they frenemies? Otherwise, they're enemies that act like your friends, so they're frenemies. You have time for your faith. Does your faith have time for you? Does your belief and hope have time for you? Are you living a wish? Are you being with people and around people because of the wrong things? Are you looking to impress somebody that doesn't deserve to be impressed? And why are you trying to impress them? What's wrong with you? What's missing from you up in your head, up in your own heart, to where you feel as though you need to impress someone because they have more than you, or they're more educated than you, and they have more money than you, or they live in a bigger house than you, or they drive a better car than you? Do you have time to eat properly? Are you rushing from fast food restaurant to fast food restaurant and then not even following the dietary recommendations that they've made at the restaurant? You're eating four or five Big Macs. You're eating all of these fries and all of this other stuff, or whatever it is that you're consuming that's not helping your body to grow on the inside out. What are you doing with you? Are you reading? Are you exercising? Are you getting the education that you need? What is it that you're doing? Are you living your dream? Are you changing and growing your life? Are you developing yourself? Are you helping others? Are you choosing wisely in the things that you do? Are you treating the things that deserve your true time and attention the true time and attention that they deserve? Or are you running from one thing to the other thing and not really getting anything done? Do you have a book that you want to write, but you've written nothing? Do you have a dream that you want to live, but you're so focused on the reality of the nightmare that you can't see the dream? There was another event that I went to recently, and I said this on the last show, and it was something that one of the preachers said to me at a church that we were visiting. We were doing some donation stuff, and we went to donate a bunch of blankets and things like that for the homeless, blankets, tarps, all types of personal items to help this particular church, which is going out and helping the homeless, which was a beautiful thing. But anyway, we were at this church, so since we went to the church, we got there early, and we went through the entire sermon that was going on that day. We got there, you know, we weren't just going to drop our stuff off and run. We wanted to actually listen to what was going on at this particular place of worship. Anyway, there was the lead priest, preacher, or pastor got up, said some things, welcomed us, welcomed everybody that was there in the congregation, and it was a nice thing. Small church, great group of people. Well, one of the newer or younger preachers got up and he gave a sermon, which was pretty good. I mean, the guy was a great speaker. But there was a couple of things that he said, but there was one thing that he said that I thought was really amazing. And what he said is, you can't sell a dream to somebody that's living a nightmare. Let me say that again. You can't sell a dream to somebody that's living a nightmare. If you're not guarding your time, if you're not making the best of every day of your life, I'm not saying you're constantly working and busting your butt to do stuff, but if you're not making a conscious effort to try to get the most out of each and every day till you've got yourself to the point to where you're living the life you dreamed of living and maybe way past that, then guess what? You are probably living a nightmare. You are probably not able to do the things that you want to do. My goal is to be a multimillionaire. Why do I want to be a multimillionaire? The reason I want to be a multimillionaire is because I know that once I become a multimillionaire, just like as I am now, a non-multimillionaire, I am going to continuously do things to grow myself and to grow every single person that is willing and open to hear what I have to say a better person. I'm constantly looking for people that can become mentors to me to help me realize my downfalls, to realize my shortcomings, to also realize the greatness that was within me, and I want to share that with everybody that I know. So when I say that I want to be a multimillionaire, yes, I want to be comfortable like everybody else wants to be comfortable. Yes, I want to travel and do all of these other things. But I also want to take a large part of what I have and continue to do good. You know, there's an old saying about money, and the saying is that if you have more money, it just shows that you, it just helps you to be more of who you really are. So if you're a stingy tightwad that's always talking about your neighbor and thinking because you got a certain car, they can't have a certain car, or if you're the type of person that's living in the neighborhood and can't have people, in some cases of your own race, living in that neighborhood because you don't want them to see what you got or to have what you have, then guess what? If you get money, you're going to be more of an a-hole than you were before you had money. But that's not my goal. My goal is to lift and bring as many people up with me as possible. Because guess what? There's going to be times when things aren't working as greatly as I'd like them to. And I would hope and pray that all of those people, of course I'm not going to get all of them, but all of those people that I've raised up will lend a hand down to help me step back up or help me stay on the perch and not fall off, to help me, to guide me if I have a problem or I have a shortcoming, because I'm not perfect. You know, there was another saying that I heard when I was a kid, and it said that man is subject to fail. And that's true. So who am I, knowing that every man, woman, and child is subject to fail, to downplay somebody else, to talk about somebody else, to look down upon someone else? I know that there's greatness within each and every person that I speak to. In all three of my books, which are all titled Positive Self-Defense, right now there's Positive Self-Defense for Men, Positive Self-Defense for Motorcycle Riders, and the newest one is Positive Self-Defense for Women. All of those books are there because there was a message in me that I wanted to share with other people. And I put them out there so that people can take that information, take that knowledge that I've gotten from people that are far smarter than me, and then take that and apply it to their lives, to their relationships, to their futures, to their goals, to their successes and to their failures, learning each step of the way as I'm learning each step of the way that everything is possible. Now, I've always known that I've had books in me, and I know I've got another six that I'm actually going to come out with. But if there's a book in me, if there's nine books in me, there's a phenomenal story in you. There's a phenomenal ability in you. There's phenomenal things that each and every person listening to the sound of my voice today, doesn't matter if this is live or if you're listening to the archives. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to step up and be what we were meant to be. We need to step up and be the greatness that is in us. We also need to support each other. We need to stop creating racial lines. We need to stop quantifying what we are and aren't going to do. Because everybody that's not going to do something already has a problem. Because each and every one of us should be doing everything that we can to be the people that we were meant to be. And the people that we were meant to be are not petty. They're not nickels and dimers. They're not uneducated. And education is more than a piece of paper that you put on the wall or several pieces of paper. They're people with kind hearts. They're people with kind souls. They're people that help their fellow man whenever possible. They're people who are always looking out. They're people who are constantly and vigilantly looking for someone to extend a hand to, but not looking for anything in return. There are people who are walking the walk and talking the talk. Too many people are just talking the talk. Too many people are not applying themselves. Again, not everybody was meant to be a great athlete. Not everybody was meant to have a PhD or PhDs. Not everybody was meant to have millions and millions of dollars. Not everybody was meant to be a speaker, an author, a scientist, a president. Some people were meant to be the garbage man. And they are very happy for that position, that gig. Some people are phenomenal secretaries. They're happy with what they do. But what I'm saying is that just remember that no matter what your job is, no matter what your function is, no matter what the thing is that you're presently doing, there is greatness within you that needs to come out. so that you can live to your fullest potential. So what do you have time for? You have time for everything that you're willing to make time for. You have time for everything that you think is worth your time. If you think your time is standing on some corner drinking with your friends, then that's what you've made time for. If you think you've got time to talk about the fact that you got a belly that looks like you're in your trimester, then that's what you have time for. So we choose. What is the greatest gift that was ever given to man? The ability to think and the ability to choose, to have a choice. Most of us are choosing very, very poorly. Very, very poorly. And I'm asking you and challenging everyone that's listening to me today to decide, are you living the life that you want to live? Are you getting what you want out of you? Stop again. Stop blaming your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-great-grandmother, your great-great-grandfather. Stop blaming your job. Stop blaming your coworkers. Because if you're truly one of those people that's looking for greatness and looking to try to improve yourself and your abilities, then those people are just pebbles on your road to greatness. Those people are just little swims on your journey to your true destination. Those people are the challenges that can help to make you the great and amazing individual that you are, to realize your truth, to realize your goals, to realize your greatness. If it doesn't help you in any way, then you need to leave it alone. If you're not helping anybody in any way, then you need to leave it alone. If you're not growing and learning and developing as you go through those stages, through those trials and tribulations, then that means you're just a fool repeating the same sorry, sad history that you've been creating and not learning from those experiences. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you're hearing, please, again, continue to follow the show. Share the link above with everyone else, and talk about the Zurian Show. We'd like to get more listeners and more followers. We're at 38,000 plus still, which is a beautiful thing. But we'd like to get to 60, 90, 120,000. As readers of the articles, we've got 44,000 people that read our articles. It's a beautiful thing. But if the message is useful and the message is good and the message is doing something for you and other people, we would truly like to get the message to other people. Also, if you go to www.zurriane, that's Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. So that's Z as in zoo, U as in umbrella, R as in Romeo, R as in Romeo, I as in India, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, E as in echo, and Bennett. B as in boy, E as in echo, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E as in echo, T as in tango, T as in tango.com. So ZurrianBennett.com. Please sign up to hear about more of the things that we've got going. See if there's other things that we've got out there that could be of use to you, and share that information, too, with those who you think can see the power of it. Ladies, I've got a book out called Positive Self-Defense for Women. It is on Amazon. You can just put in my name, or you can put in Positive Self-Defense, and you'll see all three of my present books that are up there as of January 2014. Again, we are here to serve, we are here to help, and we take joy and honor in knowing that we're bringing good and quality information to you. So, with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. I wish you a happy and joyful and prosperous life. Take care, be well, and again, I wish you every success. Take care.